Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me right now. I want to talk about some things that I'm concerned about, that I think you should be concerned about too, and that's the situation with our young people. Anybody under 30 years old, we've got a situation in America that's really a can of worms. We've got. Let me read you some of the statistics. For people 18 to 29, unemployment rate. You know the U3 number, the 7.6% or whatever that we call our regular the U3 unemployment, which is really not a good number, but that's the number everybody uses. That using that same calculation. For the nation, it's something like 7.6%. The youth unemployment, 18 to 29, is 12.7%. 50% worse than more than 50% worse than the national rate is. Unemployment for African American youth, 18 to 29, is 23.7%. That's more than three times the national average. Unemployment rate for Hispanics, 18 to 29, is double, almost double the national average. And unemployment for 18 to 29-year-old women is 11.6%. 4 points, more than half as much, more than 50% more for young women than it is for the national average. Now think about that. That unemployment level. That's a national tragedy. That's a national shame. America should be ashamed that we have that level of unemployment. Now overlay on top of that, the fact that many of those people have college degrees. Thousands, millions, I guess, have college degrees. They've recently come out of college in the last, let's say, I mean, think about how many. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have come out of college in the last 5 years, and they either can't get a job, or they can't get a job in their field, the field for which they were educated, for which they borrowed lots of money. Many, many of them, thousands and thousands of them, borrowed tens of thousands of dollars to gain that education. And they graduated with some kind of a degree, maybe a technical degree, and now they're working in retail. There's nothing wrong with retail, but folks, if you spend tens of thousands, maybe $100,000 on an education, you don't intend to come out and work for minimum wage. You intend to come out and earn a professional wage, and the jobs aren't. The young people are graduating with degrees. They're graduating with owing a house, basically owing a house. Many of them. I know people who are graduating owing the national average is $30,000. But I know plenty of people who owe $100,000 or anywhere in between. Think about that. They're graduating from college owing a house. And they can't eat. And it'd be different. It'd be different if they came right out of college and people were snapping them up, and we had jobs waiting on them, and we were putting them to work, and they were earning a good wage, and they were paying that back. They'd be different. But these people are. And when I say owing a house, that's not hyperbole, folks. They're owing as much as maybe they could buy a house for, but a first house. But they're also going to be making payments on that debt for almost as long as you'd make payments on a house. So think about that. Coming out of college, graduating with a degree, mounds of debt, big payment, no job. That is a nightmare. That is a train wreck that's happening in front of our very eyes. And there are many things that are causing this. Now, let me throw another thing out. Think about that just for the individuals. Think about that just for those individuals. Let's talk about their families. It's my understanding that many parents have co-signed for that debt, for that student loan. So if the child doesn't have a job and defaults on that student loan, then the company, the organization that made the loan, is going to go against the parents for that money. So then here are the parents who are either about to retire or wanting to retire. They're getting to the point where they've thought about, okay, the house is paid for and we're ready to, you know, to enjoy our retirement. All of a sudden they're hit with another payment that they didn't expect when they'd signed for that note, that student loan 5 years ago. So you got that situation going on. All right, here's the next thing to think about. These young people are delaying their lives. They're putting parts of their lives on hold because of all this student debt. Think about that. I mean, their research is showing, the evidence is there, that if you've got a lot of student debt, that's affecting your relationship situation. It's affecting your marriage plans. It's affecting your childbearing, your ability, your interest in having children. It's delaying all of that. Think about the demographic impact. Now it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to impact demographics. I mean, demographics are a really, really slow glacial type of moving things. To change a demographic. But I believe that this college, the student loan nightmare, which I understand could be as much as $1 trillion, the total amount of student loan, could be as much as $1 trillion. That is actually, I believe, is making an impact on a generation. And I talked to a young person yesterday with a lot of student debt, and that person told me that it was affecting that person's future, affecting their life, and that they actually believed that they made a mistake by going for the degree and spending that much money on the degree, that it wasn't paying off, it wasn't a good investment. When we come back, I'm going to talk about who is complicit in all this, what has caused this problem? And why can't we get out of it after these messages? 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.